Welcome to the Natural Healthcare Show on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. If you struggle with weight or belly fat, have metabolism issues, or find it hard to fall asleep but are always tired, maybe it's time to consider a different approach. Dr. Brian Foley is here to lead you on a path to better health through a natural approach to healthcare. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Foley, simply call us at 615-737-WWTN. That's 615-737-9986. Now, here's your hosts for today's show, Ray Bester and Dr. Brian Foley.
Welcome, listeners. Welcome to another show with Dr. Brian Foley. Good afternoon, Foley.
Good afternoon, Ray. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Great.
So, we have a good subject for you today. Like we do every Sunday, we're going to talk about balancing your hormones naturally. And I'm sure we all have hormones, otherwise we wouldn't be here. Right, Doctor?
That's correct. Okay. Men and women both have hormones.
That's right. So before we get on to this, I just want to mention that Dr. Foley is a doctor and he works on alternative care for all patients. He's most the bigger thing about Dr. Foley is that he does a lot of work finding out what exactly is wrong with a patient. It's not invasive. It's a method which he uses, and he's the only doctor at the moment that's operating in Nashville that does the system of finding out what is wrong with your body. Your body has many parts. It has thyroids. It has adrenals. It has hormones. It has a pancreas. And it's not, he doesn't treat it as a general look over. He treats it at a specific part of the body, which he attacks. Now, doctor, tell the people out there exactly what you do as far as, finding out what part of the body is not working.
Well, anybody that comes into my office, we're very concerned about, what we call the priority. Now, the priority would be the weakest part of the body. The technique I use is actually called nutritional response testing, and it's been around in some form for about 30 years. And there's a doctor that actually taught this to me. He's now in Florida. I think he's retired, but he's in Florida, and he taught this to me, and it's very streamlined, and it's like a laser going in and finding the underlying issue. People will come in. There will be several things that we're concerned about. One of them is going to be their overall energy.
Mm-hmm.
Our body, I don't know if you know it, Ray, but our body is very electrical.
Right.
And there's an actual electrical structure that has been mapped out in acupuncture. If anybody's ever been to an acupuncturist, they might have seen a chart that has all these dots on it. Those are all energy points. So this has been mapped out through acupuncture for thousands of years. They figure acupuncture is about 2,000 to 5,000 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't use any needles, though, but we piggyback on that acupuncture, the roadmap of the electrical body. So when somebody comes in, and regardless of what their condition is, we're going to find several glands or organs that aren't functioning properly. They don't have the energy that they actually need.
Mm.
And what we're looking for is we're looking for what we call functional problems.
Right.
Now, there's a lot of doctors that handle diseases and that kind of thing, but that's not what I do. I don't really handle disease. What we handle are the underlying problems that cause disease.
Right.
So we do a lot of preventive, but there's also handling problems before they become a disease problem.
Right.
And you could have a normal blood work and still have all kinds of symptoms and have these functional problems.
Right.
So with this nutritional response testing, it's also known as applied kinesiology, and it's basically muscle testing to find out exactly what's going on in the body.
Right.
But the nice thing about it is that there's a system that will let us know what's going on in the body and finding out exactly what's stopping that person from overcoming their own health issue.
Right. So is it the nutrition that is lacking in the body, or are you treating it with nutrition?
Well, both. We're treating it with nutrition. The nutrition we use is a high quality, what they call pharmaceutical grade nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that you can get at the local store. But what will happen is the person usually, even I get a lot of people in that they think they're eating good and they're not really eating good. But part of the problem is our food supply doesn't have the nutrition that it once had.
Right.
So the person is eating, say, the standard American diet, which is sad, right? Standard American diet.
Right.
So what happens is they've been eating that for years. They might even think that they're eating well, but they're still lacking a lot of nutrients in that food.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens over time is that their body gets weaker and weaker.
Right.
Now, on top of that, we'll have four problems that the person usually has. There's four major problems. One of them could be allergies. The person's allergic to something in the environment or maybe some food item that they're allergic to, and they may not even know they're allergic to it. They could have chemicals building up in their body over time. There's all kinds of chemicals like food dyes, food colorings, plastic, chemicals from plastics. You know, we're all drinking out of plastic bottles and microwaving in plastic.
Mm.
Those chemicals can fall into the water or fall into the food, and they get into us. And over a period of years, they can get actually built up in there. And that will affect the different glands and organs.
Right.
The other one could be heavy metals. Heavy metals are a big problem. We do a hair analysis quite often in our office, and about 80% of everybody that we do a hair analysis on comes back with aluminum in them. There's no reason for aluminum to be in anybody's body. The fourth one would be... it's actually the immune system,
right?
Which that one breaks down into like bacterias and viruses and parasites and yeast.
Right.
So you could actually have a problem with bacteria and not have an infection. It's just a low-grade problem that kind of runs behind the scene, causing all kinds of havoc and actually bringing the person's energy down in a gland or an organ or their overall body. And then what we do is we will build a protocol, a clinically designed nutritional program for that person to overcome those situations that we find.
And no synthetic drugs or anything like that?
Nothing synthetic, no synthetic vitamins, no drugs of any sort, actually.
Mm.
And really what I do is I help chronic and hard-to-handle cases.
Right.
Those are the ones that respond best to what I'm doing.
Right.
And the reason they respond best is they've tried everything, and the other things haven't worked.
Right. Okay, so... listeners, I hope you're not confused by all that, because that sounds like a lot of things that could be wrong with the body.
Yeah, but it's real easy. All you have to do is just come in and I do all the work.
Right.
You don't even have to think about it.
Okay. All right. So the doctor covers everything, as you know, the thyroid, the adrenal glands, this gland, that gland. Today we're talking about the hormones. If you have a question with regards to the hormones, you can call us on the show at 737-9986. So, Doc, tell... listeners, what is a hormone?
Well, basically, a hormone in our body is a protein molecule that has a message. That's really all it is. We have a whole system in our body that communicates in hormones. It's
right.
A communication device, so to speak. Like our muscles, they're connected back to our spine and brain with nerves.
Yeah.
But what happens with the hormones is the endocrine system it communicates with hormones. There are no nerves going out to tell different glands and organs what to do. They communicate with hormones.
Okay. All right, listeners, this is a big subject. Doctor's got lots of data for us here, so keep listening. You're listening to Super Talk 99.7
WTN. This is the Natural Healthcare Show with Dr. Brian Foley on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Sick of being sick? Dr. Foley may be able to help you. Find out by calling 615-737-WWTN. That's 615-737-9986. You're listening to the Natural Healthcare Show on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Welcome back, listeners. All right. We have a lot of information that the doctor can give us. Not all can be covered in this one segment that we do on a Sunday afternoon. But the doctor does have a great website where a lot of this information that we talk about is put down. And it's youralternativedoctor.com. He also has workshops. Like on a Tuesday, he has a thyroid workshop and a stubborn belly fat workshop on a Thursday. Hashimoto's, which has to do with the thyroid, is on Tuesdays. You can go to his website, you can log on, you can go to these workshops free of charge. It gives you a lot of information. Is that correct, Doctor?
Yeah, that's correct. And matter of fact, to make it easy for people, they can go right to the website, youralternativedoctor.com, and they can register for these workshops. They're evening workshops. They're free of charge. They last about an hour or so, depending on how many questions we have. And you get a lot of information, and most of it you've probably never heard of before.
Right. And, Dr. Odd, do you have a set form on handling patients, or do you have a direct synopsis on their condition?
Well, everybody is different when they come in. Right. Matter of fact, when we put together a protocol, there are a nutritional protocol. There's no two protocols that are quite the same.
Right.
We actually had identical twins come in one time. They had the same symptoms, but they ended up with two different protocols. So these programs are tailor-made for the individual.
Right.
So if somebody has a stomach ache, they might get three different supplements or two different supplements versus somebody else that comes in with a stomach ache, and they're completely different because right. they're being caused from different areas and different reasons.
Right. Well, okay, let's get back to our subject of hormones. And, Doc, what is meant by balancing hormones?
Well, that's a good question, Ray, because it's very confusing. It depends on who you talk to on what balancing hormones actually means. To me, balancing hormones is finding out what's the underlying structure, the problem, the gland that's not making the hormones, and actually getting that gland to work and getting it to make the hormones and balance out the body. Most doctors, especially most traditional doctors, what they're saying they're doing by balancing out hormones is they're doing, say, a blood test and the hormone is low. What they're doing is they're adding in more hormones to balance it out that way.
Right.
So my viewpoint is if something isn't working right, we got to get that working right first.
Mm.
And actually, when I balance out hormones in the office, rarely do I ever have to actually use some hormones to do that. It's usually done with different herbs and vitamins.
Right. Now, what do hormones do in the body?
Well, hormones are a communication system. Mm. They basically go tell other things what to do. For instance, the pituitary gland, which is the master gland that's in the brain, it makes a hormone called TSH, stands for thyroid stimulating hormone. Well, that hormone has to go and dock in to the thyroid and tell the thyroid to make its hormones. And as the thyroid's making its hormones, one of them is T4. It makes 98% of what it makes is T4. As it's making that hormone, when that hormone gets high enough in the blood, then there's a feedback loop that goes and tells the thyroid, again, hormones, they'll be detected by hormones, to shut that off and stop the thyroid from making the hormones.
Well, this sounds like a business.
It does.
Yeah. Okay, so, well, what hormones do you try to balance? You've got you just said you had the thyroid.
Right. Well, there's the most common ones, basically the ones that that we look at most often is going to be the thyroid hormones. Mm. It's going to be the adrenal hormones, and it's going to be female hormones. And quite often men will come in, they'll have a testosterone problem, which is a hormone that the men have problems with.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, most of the hormones that we're balancing is estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, and a hormone called DHEA. Those are the main ones that most people have a problem with.
Right.
There's also cortisol, which again comes from the adrenals.
All right. So which is the hormone that the woman normally seem to suffer with?
Well, there's a big problem, mainly estrogen. Estrogen is considered a female hormone, mm-hmm. though men have estrogen also.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is if a woman has a problem with estrogen, it could be either too much estrogen, and that's usually what I find is that it's too much in their body, or too little estrogen. Now, if it's too much estrogen, they're going to have some symptoms that show up, like heavy bleeding during their period,
mm-hmm.
Clotting and cramping. Mm-hmm. This is estrogen dominance, water retention and bloating, weight gain. Migraine headaches are also associated with too much estrogen. Depression, irritability, anxiety, Those are some of the symptoms with estrogen dominance. Now, there's also, on the other side, estrogen deficiency, not having enough estrogen. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have enough estrogen in your body, you're going to start experiencing hot flashes, night sweats, insomnia, mood swings. You could also have, like, dry eyes. Again, headaches could be there also. Wrinkling of the skin. It can also lead to osteoporosis because you have to have estrogen to get the calcium into your bones. And increased risk of cardiovascular disease.
All right. So, well, what happens to the body when these hormones are all out of balance?
Well, you're going to get some symptoms of some type.
Right.
And this could be anything from infertility. It could be endometriosis is also a problem with estrogen, and that would be also too much estrogen in there. But the body isn't going to work properly. Now, your body is always trying to go to what they call homeostasis, which is just balancing out the body itself. So it's always trying to reach homeostasis and balance these out.
Right.
So people will have all kinds of different symptoms when these hormones are out of balance.
Right. Well, you hear ladies talking about it's the time of the month and they're all bad-tempered and or short-tempered and have problems and cramps and everything. And those are the kind of things you can fix up?
Correct. Yeah, there's a whole whole cycle, the cycle that the women have, the whole cycle is mapped out, and there should be certain estrogens high and certain estrogens low as this cycle starts. Now, if they're having cramping or mood swings or something like that, there's something out of that cycle.
Right.
And what has to happen is we have to find out what is out? Which hormone's out? Is it estrogen, progesterone? Is it testosterone? And you can put that back in a nice cycle pattern so that the person doesn't have any more symptoms, not necessarily by giving them bioidentical hormones, but by finding out why it's low. And usually in this case that we're talking about, it's going to be the ovaries, why it's low, and get them to function better. And you won't have to add in hormones.
Well, this seems to be a very common problem.
It is very common.
Yeah,
and a lot of it's due to our food supply. There's actually hormones in our food supply that we're eating probably on a daily basis, most people.
Yeah.
And one of the big offenders of that is red meat.
Right.
Almost all the red meats that we eat, say you go to Kroger's, all that red meat has estrogen in it. Estrogen is all over the place.
Right.
Matter of fact, I had a young girl come in, this is last year sometime, about the middle of last year, and she was 11 years old, and the mother had taken her to an endocrinologist, and the endocrinologist told him there wasn't anything he could do, but the problem was she was growing breasts at age 11, and she brought her to me, and we ran a couple of tests on her and found out that her estrogen was out the roof. So just without doing anything other than giving her supplements and herbs, we were able to bring that estrogen down and actually stop that.
Amazing. Amazing. So, listeners, as you can see, Dr. Foley not only finds out what the problem is, treats it, but also tells you what not to do so that this problem escalates or continues to happen to you. Now, Doctor, you have synthetic hormones and you have natural hormones.
Right.
What is the difference between these?
Well, synthetic hormones are man-made hormones. This is something that I've never used in my office, and usually you need a prescription for these type of hormones.
Right.
Now, natural hormones usually come from a plant source or an animal source, and they're called natural or bioidentical. They're almost as identical as what's in the body.
Right.
But there are some hormones out there that you wouldn't want to take that actually come from horse urine, believe it or not. And those you could consider them natural because they come from a horse. But I don't know if you've noticed lately, but women don't look like horses.
No.
No. But for years and years, they've used this hormone called Premarin. And that Premarin, actually, if you break down the word, it means pregnant mares, pregnant female horses. And that's where they were getting these estrogen or this hormone from, estrogen mainly.
Right. All right. So, well, what are the dangers if you use the synthetic hormone?
Well, if you use the Premarin, they actually had a big scare, I think it was last year or the year before, and people were coming off of it like crazy because that was one of the main hormones that they used.
Right.
And they found out that it was actually causing cancer.
Right.
So what will happen with some of these bioidentical hormones is they don't necessarily cause cancer, but they just don't work quite as well as we would like them to because they don't match up.
Doctor, thanks for the wonderful information. We'll be back with you. You can call us if you want to ask the doctor a question at 737-9986. You're listening to WTN.
This is the Natural Healthcare Show with Dr. Brian Foley on Supertalk 99.7 WTN. Can help you. Just call us at 615-737-WWTN. That's 615-737-9986. It's the Natural Healthcare Show on Supertalk 99.7 WTN.
Welcome back, listeners. All right, we're here with Dr. Brian Foley, your alternative doctor, who has great success in Nashville doing what he does. By listening to the show, you can pick up a lot of information, but if you want further information, you can always go to his website, youralternativedoctor.com. You can register to come to workshops. You can call the office. The office number is 333-0021, and that is the area code of 615. You can also get him and email him at drdoctor, which is drbjfoley@comcast.net. All kinds of ways to get hold of Doctor. He's very open, a very nice gentleman, and helps a lot of people. Doctor, so before we get on with our calls, with our hormones, let's take a question here from one of your listeners. Charles, are you there?
Yes,
Hello, Charles. You got a question for the doctor?
Yes, sir. For years, I've been a type 2 diabetic, and, you know, type 2 diabetes is the resistance of insulin by the cells of the body.
Correct.
And basically, everybody wants to treat you with a medication that makes your liver secrete less glucose, or they want to stimulate your beta cells to secrete more insulin.
Right.
And all this seems to be not working anymore. I'm trying to get rid of ventral fat. I've lost probably about 20 pounds.
Wow, that's good.
And nothing seems to be working. I mean, you know, and I know my pancreas is still working because my blood sugar tops out at between 250 and 300. And if I wasn't producing any insulin, I'd expect to see between 500 and 700.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, I'm just about through with the conventional doctors. I mean, they say that they can cure all the, they can, you know, save all the little bunny rabbits in the world with a pill, and their pills don't work.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. Where are you gaining the weight at? Is it like around the midsection there, like a spare tire, or more rounded?
Well, I did have a spare tire, but I'm exercising, and mm-hmm. I got a hold of a book, and it said not to eat anything. I think it was with fructose in it.
Right.
Which is processed sugar, wheat, stuff like that.
Correct, yeah.
And I probably lost about 20 pounds, but, you know, it's helping a little bit, but not much.
Yeah, there's also with diabetes, there's going to be some other issues that come up, and it sounds like from where you are gaining your weight, that's going to be an adrenal issue. So you're going to have to get your adrenal glands going a little bit stronger to lose that weight. But it sounds like you're actually doing a pretty good job on this. Of course, you always want to support the pancreas with nutrition. And then once that's supported, then you want to go look at other areas like the adrenals, it sounds like, with you. And then,
well, do you sell any books or anything that's got, you know, what type of nutrition you have to support the adrenal gland and
That's a good question. I don't sell any books, but there are some just basic things you can get on through the internet that will let you know what I've got. Very specific nutrition that would basically go in and handle the pancreas and that kind of stuff. We handle type 2 diabetes all the time. There's a whole protocol for that. Unfortunately, I can't just send you to the store to get it because it's a pharmaceutical grade type of nutrition. But you can get a lot of information on what you need to support the pancreas on the internet would be helpful. But I would also be looking.
Your office is like, you know, you're down south, you're down in the old Hickory Boulevard area, and I live way up in Gallatin. So
in Gallatin? I mean, that's not that far. This weekend we had people coming from Kentucky, so it's not that far to actually drive because it's basically all expressway. But I would be looking at the adrenals. Also, another thing that you need to watch out with type 2 diabetes is eating red meat. Because that red meat has fat in it, and that fat will go through the liver, and that will produce a lot of sugar trying to break down that fat.
Yeah, I'm finding out that everything basically that's food makes glucose. It's just the proteins take a little bit longer to produce the glucose than the carbs do.
Yeah, so stick with the chicken and the fish and that kind of stuff.
Well, Charles, appreciate it.
Charles, thank you. You can always go onto the doctor's website, youralternativedoctor.com, and have a look there. Doctor does have some diets put up there, some foods that you can eat. And what I would suggest, Charles, is just calling the office, and the doctor can help you out there and maybe get to you at a closer destination that you're not too far away. All right, Doc, so let's just get on with what we're doing now. We were on hormones. We'll take a couple more calls here in a minute. But the subject of hormones, you've said there are dangers in taking synthetic hormones.
Right. There's quite a bit of dangers in taking synthetic hormones. Because remember, these things have to go in. A hormone you could think of is like a two-sided key. It has to go in, lock in, and has to deliver its message. And a lot of these keys, so to speak, the hormones don't fit into these receptor sites. Mm. So some of the side effects that you would get with synthetic hormones would be like heavy menstrual bleeding, cramping, a lot of breast tenderness can occur. Again, fluid retention. Depression is a big deal when hormones are out of balance.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, what happens is people will get on antidepressants, and it doesn't really fix the problem because they were misdiagnosed with having depression. Other things like leg cramps, eye problems, high blood pressure, gallbladder disease can occur from this.
Unbelievable, because I noticed these just in natural life, asking people how they are.
Right.
And those that are willing to tell you exactly how they are, these are the kind of complaints they're coming up with.
Yeah. And if you look at a synthetic hormone, it doesn't even match up or even compare to a human hormone, a hormone that's already in our body.
Mm.
It's different ratios and different percentages of the wrong hormones. So it just doesn't work.
So how do people know if their hormones are out of balance?
Well, that's a good question. You're going to have some type of symptoms. A lot of the symptoms that we had talked about, you'll start experiencing. You can also have you can actually have a normal blood test. Your hormones can show it's normal in the blood and still have a hormone problem because it hasn't gotten bad enough to show up in the blood yet.
Okay, well, what tests are done to find out if your hormones are out of balance?
Well, there's two types of tests that are routinely done. One, by the traditional doctors, they usually do the blood test. Now, I've never been trained to figure out what a blood test means with the hormones, because what happens is when they take blood and they're checking for hormones, those hormones are attached to proteins in the blood. So those are unusable hormones. So when I do a test, the one that I like to use is a saliva test. Now, a saliva test is very easy to do, and that is done because the hormones in there are not bound to proteins. They are actually free hormones that are actually used in the body.
Mm.
And if we have a cycling female, a female that has her period, there's a series of these saliva tests that you take over that over when she's having her cycle. And what will happen is you will be able to map out those hormones and see if they're too high or too low. And to be truthful of it, I've never seen a normal hormone test come back when somebody takes one of those tests. Now, that test actually takes about 30 days to do.
Yeah.
But what's happening is they're basically spitting in a little tiny tube about every third day. Mm. And then that gives us that map or pattern of what's going on with the hormones. And then we send that out to the lab, and then the lab will send that back and show us exactly what's going on with the hormones.
And these have been, to your knowledge, accurate?
Very accurate.
And this can occur in young children too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because the children are eating the same foods that we're eating.
Right.
And unfortunately, our food is not of good quality anymore, and it's a lot of synthetic food.
Right.
So yeah, they're eating it, and it can happen right away. Like I told you, we had that 11-year-old come in with hormone problems at age 11.
Mm. Well, before I start asking you some more questions, just like we've got another caller here. It's Mark. Mark in Nashville. You
yes,
there?
Sir.
Hey, Mark. You have a question for the doctor?
Hello, Mark.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you taking my call. I'm going to speak quickly as I can so sure. He'll have something to work with. I'm paralyzed, and I wore my shoulders out, pushing chair up my paraparesis, which means I've got some of my upper body out, but with nerve damage.
Uh-huh.
And so I can't push, can't get any exercise anymore, so I'm trying to work out with weights. And my doctor, you say the nerves tell the parts of your body to produce hormones, so mm-hmm. You know, nothing, my genitals, my testicles, they're not obviously telling me to produce testosterone, so I'm taking injections every 2 weeks, and I'm trying to build a little muscle and maintain some muscle and what's left of my upper body so I can be functional. And I'm just curious, where does this testosterone come from? And what does the doctor think about, you know, male, you know, testosterone injections?
Well, thank you, Mark. Doctor, you got an answer for that?
Well, basically, in your case, you may need the injections. But if you were under my care, what we would do is we would continue those injections so that you did have enough testosterone in there. But we're going to find out what is the underlying problem, what is causing you not to have the testosterone raise. And you might have misunderstood what I was saying. Nerves don't necessarily get the glands and organs to make the hormones. What gets the glands and organs to make hormones is nutrition and herbs. Herbs stimulate things. They get things moving. So we usually don't start out with herbs. We'll start out with some whole food nutrition to try and regenerate the gland or organ that is actually producing that. So what we want to do is we want to undercut the injections, keep you on that, build that up, and then working with your doctor, hopefully, we would be able to decrease those injections, and your body would be able to do that on its own.
Okay, good, doctor. So, Mark, I hope that answered your question. Doctor, let's get on to some of the stuff that I've heard that's around. What is this? Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll start this on our next segment, and all the listeners on the line, we'll try to get to you as soon as we can. So what we'll do, Doctor, is we'll come back and give everybody a breakdown of how you're going to handle them.
Okay.
Okay. So you're listening to Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Natural Healthcare Show with Dr. Brian Foley on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Do you think you might have a condition that could be improved through a natural approach? Call Dr. Foley now at 615-737-WWTN. That's 615-737-9986. This is the Natural Healthcare Show on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Oh, welcome back, listeners. Okay, let's get on with the show, and we're talking about balancing hormones naturally. When I say naturally, Dr. Foley does this naturally, and he does it with the help of finding out exactly what is causing it and then handling it with nutrition. Let's get back to this hormone situation, Doctor. Now, I hear about a pellet. What is that?
Well, the latest and greatest way to supposedly balance out hormones today is using this pellet. And basically what that means is the person no longer has to take it by mouth or have injections, take injections. So what they do is they insert a pellet into the skin. And this pellet is good for about 3 months. Now, what happens is, and what I found true, because women come in and tell me this, is that when they have the pellet, what happens is for the first 3 months, they actually feel pretty good.
Mm.
And I think that's where they get most of the people that advertise this on TV, right. Is that first 3 months. It's right. Called the honeymoon period. It feels great. Everything's going well for you. But it also takes the body 3 months to adjust and try and balance that out. Because what they're doing, again, is they're just adding in extra hormones. They're not... they're not balancing it out or finding out why the hormones are low in the first place. They're just adding in additional hormones.
Now, is this synthetic hormones or
natural? No, these are usually bioidentical, which are usually come from a plant source.
Mm.
Bioidentical just means that they're pretty close to human hormones.
Right.
And but it's the process that's the wrong approach, in my opinion. And what happens is you have to go in every 3 months and have this pellet replaced for the rest of your life, I guess. And instead of finding out the underlying issue. Now, rarely do I ever have to use bioidentical hormones, but when I do, they're usually in a liquid form or they're in a pill form where you chew them up and stick them underneath your tongue.
Right.
So they'd be out of the body in 48 hours if need be.
Right.
But you can control the hormones much easier that way.
Right.
Now, when I use bioidentical hormones, we just use it as a primer to get things going.
Right.
So if somebody has had a hormone problem and it comes back on a saliva test that it's very low, well, we might want to put in a little bit of bioidentical hormones, get the body up and going, and then go in with herbs and vitamins and correct the underlying issue, which is usually a gland that isn't functioning right.
Well, that's very interesting. Now, Doc, also about hormones in the environment. Are there hormones in the environment?
Well, unfortunately, they're all over us. They call them xenohormones. They're found in soy. I don't really recommend anybody eat soy unless it's fermented, because eating soy or drinking soy milk can actually throw your hormones off, because there's estrogen in there. It's a natural estrogen.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the meats that we have, almost all the red meats.
Mm-hmm.
You can also find it in milk, hormones in the milk.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all over the place. Obviously, you can't see them, but over time, it'll start affecting your body and throw your body out of balance.
Mm-hmm. And what about creams?
Well, unfortunately, a lot of doctors will have women on a hormone cream. The reason that they want them on the cream is that it goes directly into the bloodstream. The problem with that is that when they're using this cream and they've used it for months and months and years, is that it starts building up in the fatty tissue. I've had people, women, that have been on hormone creams for several years. They get off of it for over a year, and we have them do a test, and it looks like the hormones are still coming out from the cream, and they hadn't taken any hormone creams for over a year. So what happens is you just don't know how much hormones you're getting over a period of time.
Right.
And I don't care if you move it from one area to another area. It's building up in the body, and the fat will release that hormone into the body.
All right, so we got, you've told us about hormone creams, you've told us about the pellet, you've spoken to us about the hormone replacement therapy, the balancing of the hormones, synthetic and natural hormones. If I'm going to come to your office, what are you going to do? How are you going to balance my hormones?
Well, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to try and build a baseline and find out exactly what's going on with you health-wise. I've never seen somebody come into my office and just need hormone balancing by itself. There's always some other type of a problem going on.
Which is more serious than the hormone problem?
It could be more serious than the hormone problem, or it could be contributing to the hormone problem.
Mm-hmm.
So when you come in, the first thing that we're concerned about is your overall energy, making sure that your body can actually heal up.
Mm.
There's a whole way to test that. Then we're going to check the autonomic nervous system. Now, the autonomic nervous system is part of the nervous system we don't have to think about, like digesting food and our heart beating. Mm. So there's actually a way to test that, too. Now, these are all functional energy type of tests that we're doing. Once we have that handled, then we're going to go in and we're going to check every gland and organ in the body. And we're going to check to see if it has energy or doesn't have energy. Mm. And we're going to find one of those. We might find several of them that are actually weak or don't, they don't have the energy that your body needs. But out of those ones that are weak, we're going to find the priority.
Right.
And then we're going to, that's where we're going to start. And we're going to correct this. Now, we don't usually start out with a saliva test because there's many things that we're going to do nutrition-wise as we go through this. We have a program. It's called the Purification Program. Doing the Purification Program, one of the benefits of doing that, it's kind of like a cleanse. It's a 21-day program. But one of the benefits of this particular program is that it helps to clear out excess hormones in the body mm-hmm. and helps to balance out the hormones.
Right.
So a lot of times, by the time we get done with that, this is 4 to 6 weeks, probably 8 weeks into it. By the time we get done with that, the hormones may be balanced out by then.
Mm.
And then we would go ahead and do a saliva test to check and fine-tune and see what's going on.
All right. Well, that sounds very interesting. Does this cost thousands of dollars?
Only to you, Ray.
All right.
Well, no, it doesn't. It's very economical. Unfortunately, insurance doesn't cover anything that I do.
Yeah.
It's like trying to put a round peg in a square hole.
Right.
We just don't fit into the insurance business.
Right.
Okay? We don't have codes and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nobody telling me that I have to do this and I have to do that. So, but we have all kinds of ways financially to help people.
Right.
To answer your question, it's very economical to come in and have this done.
Yeah, and it's inexpensive. And when Dr. Foley talks, he doesn't charge thousands and thousands of dollars. We're talking about something that the man in the street can do, and this is one of the services that you do.
Right. And if you come to the workshop, you even get a discount.
Right.
Yeah.
So just before, in case they want to push us off the air, let me just tell you, you can go to his website, youralternativedoctor.com. He does have workshops. You can have a look on the on his site when they are. The thyroid and Hashimoto's, I believe, is on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Stubborn belly fat's on a Thursday. And these lectures that he does give are very, very informative, and you can get a lot of knowledge out of it. Okay, Doctor, so you told us what you'll do if we come into your office and how you're going to balance the hormones.
Right.
Now, when you do that, do you use bioidentical hormones?
Well, if we have to, which is actually a rare occasion in my office to actually use hormones to balance out hormones, if we have to, that's exactly what we use is bioidentical hormones. But we're looking at this and viewing this on a temporary basis.
Right.
Because what we want is we want that gland or organ to be functioning properly, and the body should be able to. It's designed to make its own hormones, and it's designed to run perfectly as long as it has the right fuel, which
right.
is the nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And then we might have to get some herbs in there to get things going and stimulate things and balance out the hormones, so to speak.
And this is all done with supplements that you use.
Exactly. They're mm-hmm. all nice, high-grade, quality supplements. Mm-hmm. And they're whole food. That's one of the key parts of my success is using whole food.
Right. Doctor, you've been a wonderful bag of information, and I believe that we're going to talk about how to super boost your thyroid next week, so be
yep.
sure to listen and go on to Doctor's website, youralternativedoctor.com, register to come to a workshop. And Dr. Foley, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Same here, Ray.
Okay, so you're listening to Super Talk 99.7 WTN with Dr. Brian Foley.
This program strives to provide accurate and trustworthy information. The advice given on this program is based on a short description of symptoms given by the caller and is given with the understanding that neither the station nor the host is offering a diagnosis or cure for any health-related condition. No sickness or physical disorder can be accurately diagnosed through the format of this program. Thus, anyone seeking advice should consult with their own medical professionals before pursuing any cures, procedures, or treatments suggested on the radio.